Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Thursday morning Parsha class at the Young Israel of Udmir after a nice break. I hope that everyone had a nice break, and I hope you enjoyed the Chagim and had a meaningful and uplifting Yom Tov season. I apologize that I am a few minutes late. I was in the office waiting for my copies, and then Rabbi Schechter came in, and he started to talk about his week this past week, flying with the Rosh Hashiva of Heschel Schechter Shlita and the Chief Sephardic Rabbi of Israel. They went to Baltimore, they went to Florida, so he was telling a story that they were there celebrating Torah, and they had this 1,000 people in the shul. And at 8:30, Rav Heschel Schechter said, "Okay, I have my weekly shiur. I have to leave." So Rav Heschel Schechter got up and he said, "I'm leaving. I'm going to give my shiur." So I said, "Is this a little mussar? Because it's 9:33, and Michal Haaretz didn't start shiur yet." So until the copies were made and I finished hearing the amazing ma'isim, here we go. So we are going to learn. You do need a chumash and you do need a handout. If there are not enough, sit next to someone who has one, or maybe someone could ask in the office for more. I don't know. We're going to start our learning. I never know how many we need, how many are coming in person, and how many are coming on Zoom. Please open up your chumash to Perek Vav Pasuk Tes. Okay, page 30 in this chumash. Page 30. Perek Vav Pasuk Tes. That is the first pasuk in the Sedra of Noach. Okay? The first pasuk in the Sedra of Noach. Let us begin. Eile told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya bedor asav. These are the offspring of Noach. Noach is a righteous man. He is pure in his generation. Noach walked with God. And Rashi says, if you say these are his offspring, why doesn't it say his children? So Rashi says, Iker told us, same shal tzadikim maisim atovim. The main offspring of a tzadik is not their children, but is rather their good deeds. Asal bedor asav, very, very famous Rashi. The rabbis say, some of the rabbis say it's a shavach, and some say it's a gnai. Vayoled Noach shlosha banim. Noach gave birth to three sons, Eshem, Eschon, Veshyafes, Valtishaches ha'aretz lefnei Elokim. And the world was corrupt before God, and the world was filled with robbery. So Rashi says, what were the sins? By the way, it was me and Cocoa Puff. I don't know if you saw me nodding, and you apologized because he was running into the street. I wasn't going to kill him. Okay, chas v'shalom. So, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, in your walk, he was going to see the other dog. Yeah. Okay, Vatishaches ha'aretz lefnei Elokim, Vatimalei ha'aretz chamas. So Rashi says, what were the sins? Arayos of Odazara, and chamas was robbery, gazel. And Elokim saw the world, and it was corrupt, because all flesh had destroyed their way upon the earth. And Elokim said to Noach, the end of all flesh has come before me, the world is filled with chamas, lo nechtar gzardinam el ala gazel, says Rashi, I'm going to destroy everything, you should make a teva, and this is how you should make the teva. Behold, I'm going to bring a mabel, I turn the page, I'm Pasuk Yud Zayin, upon the earth to destroy all flesh, that there is the spirit of life under the heavens. Everything on the land will expire. I will establish my covenant with you. You will come to the Teva, you and your sons, your wife, and the wives of your sons with you. So Rashi says, Shanesu Batash Mishamita. You learn from here that sexual relations were forbidden, marital relations were forbidden during the time when the world was steeped in Sa'ar. That's why there's gender segregation in this Pasuk. It says, you and your sons. Shouldn't it say you and your wife, and then your sons and their wives? So it shows, you know, because when the world is shari with tsar, tashmush amito is forbidden, and all the animals that I command you to bring in, and all the birds, and you should take food. Vayas Noach kuchal asher tziva oso Elokim kein asa. Noach did everything God commanded him to do, so he did. I don't know if anyone had time to read my Dvar Torah post this morning, but I quoted Rabbi Laura Jonathan Sachs, Zichrono Levracha, and so is Noach a good guy? Isn't he a good guy? He's a fascinating biblical personality. This is how the story begins with Noach. At least here we see that he seems to be pretty good, and when we meet him, we are told right away he is actually, even before this pasuk, the last pasuk of the previous sedra, Noah, v'noach matza chen be'enei Hashem. Noach found chen, charm, favor, grace, word you can't really translate, in the eyes of Hashem. It's on accident that chen and Noach are the exact same letters read backwards and forwards. So that's the last pasuk of the last week's sedra. Perek Vav Pasuk Ches tells you, Noach matza chen be'enei Hashem. That's a compliment. And then you open it up and you're told he's an ish, he's a tzaddik, so a lot of compliments about Noach. And then, at the end of his life, turn to Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf, page 42 in this Chumash, page 42, Perek Tes Pasuk Chaf, page 42 in this Chumash. Okay? So let's start by Shishi. You see Shishi, the sixth Aliyah here, Pasuk Yedches. Vayu b'nei noach hayotzi min ha-teva shem v'cham v'yapes v'cham hu aviknan. Okay, shlosha eila b'nei noach u'me'ele nafza kol arts v'yachal noach ish ha-adama v'yita karem. From the word chulin, profane. And Noach became profaned, the Isha Adama, and he planted a vineyard. So Rashi says, I'm just trying to find, where's the Rashi here? Asatz mochulin, he made himself profane. Shehayelo la'asok tchila b'netiyacheres, quoting Majus Bereishis Rabbah, he should have planted something else first. He should have been involved first in something else. Okay? So he planted a vineyard. So I want to point out that when the parsha, when we meet him in the beginning, he is called an Ish Tzadik. Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya b'dor asaf. And at the end of the ma'is of Noach, he's called an ish ha'adama. We began in Perek Vav Pasuk Tes, the first Pasuk of the Sedra. Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya b'dor asaf, et halokim hishalech Noach. And here we are told, vayach Noach ish ha'adama. He begins as an ish tzadik and ends as an ish ha'adama. And he plants a vineyard and he drinks from the wine and he becomes drunk. He drinks from the wine and he becomes drunk and he is uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, sees the nakedness of his father. So there's a machlokas and Rashi brings it down. Either he had homosexual relations with his father or he emasculated his father. So something very inappropriate and unsanua and totally debased happens between Ham slash Canaan, his son, and Noach and Shem and Yafes take the garment and they put it on their shoulders and they look behind them and they cover the nakedness of their father. And Noach wakes up from his drunkenness and he knows what happened to him by his youngest son. And he says, Arur Canaan Ever Abadim and Baruch Shem. Avram comes from Shem and Yafta Lakim the Yafes Vishkam Beole Shem. Okay, so this is the beginning of the life of Noach, where he's a good guy and he's a tzaddik. Noach Matzachem be'enei Hashem, and the end of life of Noach, where he really ends in great sordid detail, as a very debased. He has fallen very, very far from the pedestal of Oscha Ra'isi Tzadik Lefanai Bedar Hohu. It's quite ironic that the sins of the generation were Erva, Avodah Zarah, and Chamas, and at the beginning of the Ma'aser, Noach's not involved in any of those. So if you live in a generation not unlike the world in which we live today, excuse me, that is full of Erva, of Odazara, foreign worship, and Hamas, Gezel, if you live in such a world and you're not engaged in those things, and it's not so hard to be a tzaddik because you are a moral, yashar, emistic person. But at the end of his life, it's interesting, Ervas Avihem, the Erva that plagued the generation before the flood, takes over Noach at the end of the flood. I always tell you that words in the Chumash, words in Torah, are not an accident. So the sin that begins is Erva, Rashi says, and here we are told about Ervas Avihim. So he ends really having fallen very, very, very far from the pedestal upon which he was on, and he ends in shame, if you will. Okay, now we are going to go to the book of Shemos, Perek Beis. For those at home, you need a Chamisha Chumshei Torah, not only a Chamesh of Bereshus. And Perek Beis in Shemos, page 296 in your Chamish here. Page 296, if you are following with me. If you're just listening, okay. If you're following along with me, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. I thought of something very, very interesting when I was preparing this shiur, because you're going to see this is all the introduction to where we are going today, okay? So I thought of something very interesting, which is that Perek Beis begins with Vayelech Ish. Mi Beis Levi, Vayikach Es Bas Levi. When Moshe's father goes and takes his mother, Amram, goes and he takes Yochaved, i.e. he knows Yochaved in a biblical sense, because the next words are Vatahara Isha Vateled Bain. We are introduced to Amram as an Ish. So remember, Noach begins as an Ish HaElokim, Ish Tzadik, I should say. Noach Ish Tzadik, Tamim Maya B'dor Asav. He begins as an Ish Tzadik. He ends Perek Tes Pasuchaf, like we saw, as the Ish HaAdama. Now let's see about Moshe Rabbeinu, how he begins his life and how he ends his life. So Noach begins, he's a great guy, A+, you are an Ish Tzadik, and he ends with, I don't want to give him an F, Chas V'Shalom, he's much greater than any of us who are here right now, but it's not such a good matzav. Okay? And then let's look at Moshe Rabbeinu. But what occurred to me is that we're introduced to Moshe's father as an Ish. Now we know Ish in Tanakh is a toar. It's not just saying a man, like a male. We have by the Miraglim in Perek Yud Gimel of Bamidbar Pasuk Beis Kulam and Nashim, and Rashi says Kulam Ksherim. Ish represent not just meaning a man, it's a toar, it's a compliment. It is a praise of a person. Okay? So it's interesting that Moshe, we're introduced to his father. His father's an Ish. Okay, what do we know about Moshe Rabbeinu? So if you turn to page 298, it's just easy for me here. Okay. Pasuk Tesvav. I'm in Shemos Perek Beis, Pasuk Tesvav. Okay, Shemos chapter 2, verse 15, please. Okay. Vayishma Paro Sadavar Hazeh, Vayivakesh Laharog Es Moshe. Paro heard that Moshe killed an Egyptian taskmaster who was beating a Hebrew, and he wants to kill Moshe, so Moshe has to run away from before Paro, and he dwells in the land of Midian, and he's by the Be'er. By the way, according to the Ramban, in his commentary to Shemos 2:23, there are 60 years that elapse between when Moshe killed Dimitri at age 20 and when we find him by the Be'er, about Be'erach age 80, because right after this is going to be the burning bush. So at this point in his life, he's close to becoming the leader of the Jewish people, Vayeshev al Be'er. And the priest of Midian had seven daughters, and they come, and they draw water, and they fill their troughs to give, to drink the sheep of their father, Pasuk Gidzai in Perek Beis and Shemos. And the shepherds would come every single day and chase these girls away. And on this day, my goodness, there's a stranger at the well, and Moshe gets up and he saves them. Wow, Vayashk et Sonam. And now there's no problem because the shepherds are not chasing them away because Moshe is there to save them. So they come home quickly that day. So their father says, wow, you came so fast today. Why are you here so quickly? Usually it takes you a few hours to get water to fill the troughs for the sheep. But today you're so fast. Madua mihartem bo hayam. Vatomarna, and they say, Ish mitzri hitzilanu miyad haroim. So there's a lot to say on that. And the Mandrash also compares here Moshe, who's an Ish Mitzri, to Yosef, who's an Ish Ivri, and their end. One goes there to Israel, the Ish Ivri, one does not. But that's not really what we're talking about today. Vatomarna Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu Biyam Haroim, Vegam Dalo Dalanu, and also he drew water for us, Vayashka Tatzon, so we were able to give the sheep to drink. So he says to his daughters, my gosh, where is he? Why did he leave him by the well? Bring him, and we will have a meal with him. Okay, and Moshe ultimately marries Sipora, like you see. So we see here that Moshe begins his life as an Ish Mitzri. Again, if I had a blackboard, it would be nice. I would have Noach on this side, and I would have Noach begins his life as an Ish Tzaddik, and he A+. And he ends his life, Perek Tes Pasuchav, as an Ish Ha'adama, Vayachal Noach Ish Ha'adama, Vayatakar. Rashi says he should have planted something else first, a sauce of Cholin. He made himself profane. Moshe, on the other hand, begins as an Ish Mitzri. It's not such a compliment. It's not such a toar. The Medrash that I referred to before compares Moshe to Yosef. Yosef always identified as an Ish Ivri. He was Zocha to Kavur in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe, you think you're an Ish Mitzri? You're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Powerful Medrash. The one who says about himself, I'm an Ish Mitzri, even though the daughter said it about him. An Ish Mitzri, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. But Yosef, who always said he's an Ish Ivri, and Ashes Potiphar identified him as an Ish Ivri, and he called himself Gunav. You're going into Eretz Yisrael. So we see that Moshe begins not with the best compliment. He does something nice, but he's referred to as an Ish Mitzri. But then, we're going in a journey here, turn all the way to the end of the Chumash, Perek Lamed Gimel of Devarim. Okay? Lamed Gimel of Devarim. Page 1112. 1112, 1102 in this Chumash. 1112, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. The final day of Moshe's life. Not only Vayelech is already the final day of his life. So we've been on the final day of his life for three sedras already. So now it's the last few hours of his life. This is Moshe who began as an Ish Mitzri. V'zot ha-bracha asher beirach Moshe Ish ha-Elokim. And this is the blessing that Moshe, the Ish HaElokim, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And it goes through the beautiful blessings. Torah Tzivulanu Moshe, Moshe Kedas Yaakov is right there, 33:4, you see. And then after all the blessings, Moshe dies. So Moshe begins as an Ish Mitzri and ends as an Ish Elohim, pretty much the highest compliment a person could get. And Noach begins really with the potential of Moshe. Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayabadors of Esa Elohim, his Halech Noach. So Noach could have merited the Ish Elohim also. Listen again to the Pasuk, Perek Vav Pasuk Tes. Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayabadors of Esa Elohim, his Halech Noach. So in that phrase, you're told he's an Ish, you're told he's a Tzadik, you're told he's a Tamim, you're told he walks with Elohim. So we're not so far from being an Ish Elohim. Except that he goes from that potential, to paraphrase Rabbi Zav left, he goes from his talents, abilities, and capabilities, he falls very far down to becoming an Isha Adama. Lahafach Moshe Rabbeinu, who begins as an Ish Mitzri, ends his life as an Ish HaElokim. So now we are going to go to a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous piece. You have the handout for the people at home. I'm going to screen share. One second. I just have to find it. Okay, can you see that it says the Meshech Chachma at the top of my screen? Yeah, okay. So this is Rav Meir Simcha Kohen Midvinks, the Meshech Chachma. I just learned within the past year. It's an acronym, Meir Simcha Kohen, Meshech. I'm just telling you something interesting. Meshech, Mem Shin Chav, Meir Simcha Kohen Midvinks. So it's called the Meshech Chachma. Okay. This is a Gevaldik Pishk, when the Meshech Chachma, like you could see in Parshas Noach, Perek Tes Pasuk Chav. Okay. So Vayachonoch, we're on page one of your handout. Vayachonoch Ish Adama. We're going to be doing, the Meshech Chachma is extremely difficult to learn. I mean, like if you're a tremendous, amazing Talmud Chacham, then it's probably not very difficult to learn. But the Meshech Chachma is not an easy Meforash. And Rav Kuperman, I was in Mechala when he was there, Rav Yehuda Kuperman, Tzichrono Levracha, Zatzal, he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, an expert, if you will. So he has a commentary to the Meshech Chachma. It's very hard to learn Meshech Chachma without commentary. And he has a lot of glosses and footnotes to explain the Meshech Chachma. Right, there's a beautiful Meshech Chachma on last week's Parsha, Bereishis. What's the first command in the Torah? I don't have, oh, I actually do. I have the sefer right here. Ha-ha. Amazing Meshech Chachma on last week's Parsha. I really do not have time for tangents, but okay. What is the first command in the Torah? So some people say pru ervu, but that's actually vayivarech osam elokim vayomer lam pru ervu milas arz v'kivshu ervu du bidgas hayam v'ba'ofa shamayim 128 in Bereishis. That's not a tzivu, it's a bracha. Vayivarech osam elokim. The first bracha, so it's not pru, the first tzivu in the Torah is not pru ervu. And the first tzivui in the Torah is not don't eat from the fruit. The first tzivui in the Torah is Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Adam Lemar Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Tochel. Eat the fruit of the garden. All the fruit of the garden. Umeitz Hadas Tov Rasha B'soch Hagan Lo Socha Mimenu. The first is an assay to enjoy my world. Meshech Chachma says, Perish hu mitzvah. This is a mitzvah. Lahachayos nafsho ulahanos mi priyagan. It's a mitzvah to sustain your soul and enjoy the fruits of the garden. That's the first mitzvah of the Torah. Hashem made an incredible world. We're here to enjoy it. We're here to do mitzvahs, but enjoy the world. Lahachayos nafsho, to sustain his soul, ulahanos mi priyagan. It's not in your handout. I wasn't planning to say this since I brought the Meshech Chachma. What a beautiful commentary it is. I'm telling you Meshech Chachma until last week's parsha. I'm never going to get to this week's parsha. Ulahanos mi priyagan. You should enjoy the fruit of the garden. Ukamoda amar sof yushami de kedushin. And now he quotes the Gemara and Kedushin. Listen to this. Asir Adam litain din v'cheshbon al kol sharasa eino v'lo achal. You know, we have in mind we're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon for a lot of things in the Olam HaEmes. Me for sure. I'm going to a lot of things to answer for in the Olam HaEmes. But did you ever think that you're going to have to answer for that there's this beautiful fruit and you had the opportunity to taste Hashem's amazing creations and you didn't taste it? While the Gemara says in Kedushin Yerushalmi, Asir Adam litain din v'cheshbon al kol sharasa einu v'lo achal. Because the first tzivui in Kol HaTorah Kulo is enjoy my world. Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Tochel. Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing. Okay. Okay, let's go to where we are holding right now, which is the Mesha Chochma on Parshas Noach. Just something to keep in mind. Everyone's dieting, and people don't eat this category of food and that category of food and this category. Could you imagine? I would say if Noach had to deal with this in the Teva. You know, he had the gluten-free group and the gluten-full group. And I was just summer last week, I offered some fruit. She said, no, I don't eat fruit. I said, you don't eat fruit? I never heard of such a thing. Someone doesn't eat fruit. And this one doesn't eat dairy. And this one only eats soy. I don't know, now they have coconut yogurt. Imagine what it would have been like in the Teva. If all the animals, there was a whole list of demands, exactly what everyone had to eat. It would have been an even harder year than it already was. So today there's a lot of food fads, and I'm not talking about people who have clinical, medical health issues that must stay away from certain food groups. But a lot of us take extra things upon ourselves, so it's something to consider. Hashem wants you to enjoy the world. Of course, you can't be a glutton. Kedoshim tiyu ki kadoshim yashem alkechem. Al tinava b'shus haTorah. You have to balance it out, but you should enjoy the Ribono Shel Olam's world. He made a gorgeous world. He didn't just make, imagine if everything tasted like green cabbage. The only thing you had to eat was cabbage. Cabbage, cabbage. So this morning I had plain Greek yogurt with a sliced banana, some blueberries, and some crushed nuts. It was so delicious. Enjoy Hashem's world. Make healthy choices, but eat good food. Hashem put us here to eat it. That's the first tzivui in the Torah. Could you imagine? Not keep Shabbos, not Purvu, not Yom Kippur, not Taras HaMishpacha, not kosher. Eat. Enjoy. There's a whole world I made. Hashem could have made such a boring world. I was driving here, I think, when I saw Cocoa Puff, right after I saw Cocoa Puff, and there was the most gorgeous tree. I just thank God I was at a stop sign, and I said, look at the world that Hashem creates. Hashem wants us to create. He created this world. We're supposed to enjoy it. That's the first tzivui in the Torah. Obviously, it has to be within the parameters of halacha. I'm not saying you should leave here and go eat lobster because I said you should enjoy Hashem's world. No, within the parameters of halacha and Torah, you're supposed to enjoy. So it's something to think about. Next time you have an opportunity to taste something before you say, I'm on this diet and I'm on that diet, I'm watching this, I'm watching that, have a taste of it. So when you go up and Hashem says, so did you taste my fruit? You could say, Taka, it was so amazing. What an amazing world Hashem meets. That's not the topic of today's shir. That's just an aside on last week's parsha, because that's an incredible Mesha Chachma from last week. But let's look at this Mesha Chachma. So we're going to be doing the Mesha Chachma along with Rav Yehuda Kuberman's glosses on the bottom. I'm going to be going through it with you. Let's learn together. Remember our introduction and my imaginary blackboard. We're comparing Noach to Moshe. One began really high up and ended really low, and one began low, Ish Mitzri. It's not such a toar. And began and ended as an Isha Elohim. But what I also noticed is that I found it interesting, don't forget this Nakuda, that Moshe's father is referred to as an Ish. When we meet his father and he goes to remarry Yocheved, and from that remarriage, from that union, Moshe is born, Vatahar Vatele Bain, it's talking about Moshe. So in the moments before his wife conceives Moshe, we're told his father's an Ish. So Moshe clearly has this capacity, this capability, this talent, ability, capability to live up to Ish. Now, it's not enough to say my father was an Ish. You got to live up to that latent potential within yourself. Let's look at the Mesha Chachma. B'Medrash, okay? I'm on page one. It says, Vayachol Noach Ish Adama. Do you see where I'm up to? Okay, good. Thank you. Okay? B'Medrash, Parsha Lamed Vav, Psika Gimel. Amar Rav Brechia, Chaviv Moshe Minoach. Moshe is more precious, more dear than Noach. Now, you don't really need the Medrash to tell you that. This is going to be one approach, because I think based on the life of Noach and the life of Moshe and the appointments that God gave each of them, we can all appreciate that Moshe was more chaviv. Even you could say, oh, I just saw something, Achron, Achron, Chaviv. How does the whole Chumash end? With who? Moshe Rabbeinu. The Achron, Achron is chaviv. Noach mishenikra ish tzadik. Noach was called an ish tzadik. At the beginning, Nikra Ishadama, he ends by being called an Ishadama. Moshe Misha Nikra Ish Mitzri. Moshe begins by being called an Ish Mitzri. Nikra Isha Elohim. The last hours of his life, he is called a man of God. Why? What is the difference between these categories? Why does Noach not merit to end Ish Elohim, even though he clearly had the potential? Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayah B'Dorasav Esha Elohim Hitalech Noach. But he fell so far. Ha'inyan, column 2 on page 1. D'yesh Shnei Drachim B'Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. Everyone has to know that there are two paths to divine service. pay. So you could say Ahava and Yira. That's two paths in Avodas Hashem. I saw also on last week's parsha, you know, it's such a challenge for me. It happens every single year. Baruch Hashem. I always miss Bereishis because of the calendar. I don't like it. Baruch Hashem, this year I gave a shir in Simchas Torah like last year also, so I was able to speak on Vezosa Bracha. So I didn't miss Vezosa. Was anyone there? Rabbi Paul Kafsha? So we spoke on Vezosa Bracha, Shir Berech Moshe, Isha Elokim. Wasn't a shir. End up shir on Vezosa Bracha. But it's a problem missing Bereishis. Like, it's the beginning. It's the start of Kol Torah Kulo. This is what we do all year. Sometimes in Yonah Dioma, but how could I be missing Bereishis? So I always try to have some Bereishis in the second week of classes because, I don't know, it bothers me to miss it. So you already have the Mesha Chachma on the first Tzivui in Bereishis. I'll tell you something else. This is Gevaldik. It was the last week in my written Dvar Torah post, if anybody read it. I saw it brought down in the Sefer in the name of the Vilna Gaon, and the Sefer short and sweet on the Parsha. Bereishis is an acronym for the six foundations that a Jew must have in Avodas Hashem. So some of you read it, Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. So Bitachon, Ratzon, Ahava, there you go. Oh, some of you, Baruch Hashem. Shtika, Yira, and Torah. Amazing. That's from the Vilna Gaon. So you need Bitachon, Ratzon, desire to serve God. Ahava, that's where I'm going with this. Shtika, you have to know when to be silent. Yira, there you go. And Torah. If you live by that, then you really know what it means to be a Jew. So my point is that there are two paths to Avodas Hashem. You could say the two paths are Ahava and Yira. On the other hand, there's something else. There's two paths to Avodas Hashem. There's Ase and Los Ase. We just gave an example from Bereishis. The Ase was eat from the fruit. The Los Ase was don't eat from the fruit. There's also Ben Adam L'Chaveru and Ben Adam L'Makom. So there are multiple two paths to Avodas Hashem. There's not just two paths. These two paths could be one of many things. Ase, Los Ase, Ahava, Yira, Ben Adam L'Makom, Ben Adam L'Chaveru. There's many two paths in Avodas Hashem. Okay? So the Mesher Chacham is going to be speaking about something else. The Yesh Nedrach in Bavodas Hashem Yisparach. Derech Echad, one way of being a servant of God. Misha Miyachid Atzmu Lava, Deso Yisparach, Umit Bodeid. This is the person, how would I translate this? I know what it means. I'm trying to translate it well. He secludes himself, if you will. He takes care of his own Avodas Hashem. Misha miyachid atzmo la'avodaso yisbarach umit bodid. When we were under the COVID pandemic, Rachmana Litzlan, so isolation, quarantine in Israel was called bidud. The mitzora badad yeshev perak yad gimel vayikra. Membeis, maybe. Maybe a little earlier. Badad yeshev michutz l'machane moshavo. Okay? So, bidud is exclusion from everybody else. You're by yourself. Yud gimel mem vav. Kol yemei asher anegel b'yitamei, tamehu badad yeshev. Yud gimel mem vav. Michutz l'machane moshavo. So the first guy is he who secludes and isolates himself for serving God, and he dwells in seclusion or isolation. It's him, himself, and the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'yesh misha osek b'sarchei tzibur. And then you have someone who's totally the opposite of that. He involves himself in the needs of the community. U'mivato atzmo b'shvil haklal. Not only does he not sit in bidud, he totally nullifies himself. The translation here is on my own, so if it's not exactly precise, you're getting the point. It's good I don't work as a translator for art school. Umivato atzmo b'shvil haklal, umafkir nafsho avurem. He's totally mivato himself. He self-nullifies for the purpose of the klal. So, for example, a Chabad shaliach who goes and lives in Iceland, where there's no Beis Yaakov and there's no yeshiva and there's no schools on all the spectrum, all the way from Siach to Hafter, and you could, Baruch Hashem, choose any Hashkafa that your child is. In this community, there is a school for him or her. And there's no minyan, maybe on Shabbos, maybe in tourist season, you have some Israelis, and they have to get the kosher meat from who knows where. There's no local mikvah. Why are they there? Because when Jews come to travel to Iceland, where are you going to go if not to Chabad? So there's two paths of Avodas Hashem. There is someone who totally sits in bidud. He encloses himself in his home, in his community. He does not look beyond the dalet amos of where he lives. And this is how I do my Avodas Hashem. And then you have the guy who's totally the opposite. He is involved in the needs of the community. He's totally nullified, self-nullification on behalf of the klal, the community, the assembly, the congregation. Umafkir nafsho, from the word hefker. He makes a soul hefker for them. Now that Chabad Shaliach, who's living out in Iceland, who doesn't have a minyan, who can't hear Kriyas HaTorah, who knows what they do for mikvah, how do they get kosher food, where their children go, his soul becomes hefker for them. He's lacking, he's losing out on opportunities to fulfill all those mitzvot for the sake of other Jews. Im kein, tzarich lomar lefi hamusag, and therefore you have to say, look at the footnote number two, klomar, Hayanira Lomer, Apia Sechel Hapashut. So Rav Kuperman says, what does it mean? The Meshech Chachma says, Im Kein Tzarich Lomer, Lefi HaMusag, you have to say, Apia Sechel Hapashut. According to Sechel, according to Pashut reason, it's clear to all. Shezeshim Mitbodeid, Ya'ala Maila Maila. The one who dwells in isolation will certainly, oh, there's a glare. You can't really see. You don't need to see me. You could see the Meshech Chachma. Okay, the sun, Baruch Hashem, is shining in. So you would say that the one who dwells in his own community, who never looks, you know, to help another Jew, who's not involved in Tzarchi Tzibur, he's going to go up Maila Maila. He'll have the choice of Esrog from the Esrog Lulav Arba Minim market. He will always never miss a minion because there's minion on the every half hour, or every 15 minutes, or who knows when, and there's a choice of schools all the way from Siach to Hafter, and everything in between, so your child does not have to miss out on Jewish education, and it's not a shaylov where you have to buy kosher meats, Baruch Hashem, and you can never miss a shir, you're going to go up, 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 because you're steeped in Avodas Hashem all day for yourself. And you never have to give up your learning time to do Achnasas Archim, and you never have to talk to the travelers. You never have to be Mevatel or Mafkir your Nefesh for somebody else. So the Seichel, the Pashut Seichel, would tell you that that guy's going to go up from Maila to Maila, level to level. The Zer, on the other one, footnote number three, Ha'osik B'Tzarchi Tzibur, the guy who is Osik in Tzarchi Tzibur, who puts aside his time for somebody else. Yarad mi midregaso, he's going to have a yerida. People want to talk to you. People want to unburden themselves. People want advice. People want to come to your house. You have to do achnasa zarkum. You have to do all these things. They give up so much of your time. When should I finish chumash with Rashi? I didn't finish from last week yet. It's on my to-do list of home today. I'm up to parakei. And last week's sedra, parakei is short because it's all the generations. Thank God. But soon it's going to be partial. No, when should I do everything? I don't have time to do everything. So you would think that the guy who's mitbodeid, because he only worries about his own neshama, is going to go up more and more and more. And the guy who's worried about someone else's neshama has less time for himself, so he's going to go down, down, down. V'chein amu Koheles Rabbah, and so too the Medrash says in Koheles Rabbah, quoting a pasuk from Koheles, ki ha'oshek ye holel chacham. You can see my own handwritten notes there. Exploitation or oppression turns a wise man into a fool. So if somebody's exploited by the klal, so to speak, or oppressed by the klal, so to speak, so they're going to turn into a fool. That's what the pasuk says in Koheles. So Medrash Koheles Rabbah explains an example. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi shachach samech halachos. He forgot 60 halachos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi b'shvil sa'osek b'tzarchi tzibur. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was so busy taking care of the klal, he didn't have time to chazer, he didn't have time to review, he didn't have time to finish the parsha with Rashi, he didn't have time, so he forgot 60 halachos. So the footnote number four tells you, we have to understand exactly what 60 halachos means. Footnote number 4 is on the bottom of page 1 and continues into page 2. I'll just tell it to you. For those at home, I'm just going to say. So explaining as follows. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Okay, I went to the first footnote on page 2 now. You could just listen if you want. Rav Kuperman's explaining about Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who forgot 60 halachos because he was osek in Sarchi Tzibur. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Pei halachos lamadati mi Yehuda ben Pedia, b'charishas hakever. I learned 80 halachos from Yehuda ben Pedia in regard to plowing the grave, maybe something to do with kavura. V'ayideisha yisi osik b'tzarchei rabim shachachtim. Rav Kuperman is just explaining what the Meshur Chachma is talking about. It says in the Medrash that this Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi learned many halachos, but because he was busy with Tzarchei Tzibur, he forgot the halachos. Go back to page 1, please. Last line on page 1. So now we've already established that the guy who is mit bodeid umit yached l'avodas Hashem should be going on maila maila. And the guys invited in Tzarchei Tzibur should be going down. Yerida, yerida. Last line on page 1. Ubechozo matzanu. But nevertheless, what did we find? Shenoach hitbodeid. Noach secluded himself. Now, if you read my Dvar Torah this morning already, if not, some of you will read it after Shir. Something amazing, and I've mentioned it multiple times this week, and it never ceases to amaze me, is that Noach does not talk. I just find it incredibly mind-blowing. It's like amazing. It's mind-boggling to me. It's mamish mind-boggling. You find me a major biblical personality who does not talk. Now, you know you're going to tell me, Michal, you showed me at the end of Perek Tes, after he becomes drunk, Perek Tes, Psukim, Chav Hei, Tu Chav Zayin, that he does talk. That's Nevuah. Nevuah is not self-initiated, active speech. Nevuah is just a person is a conduit for the word of God. It's unbelievable. Look through Sedra. Noach does not talk. It's crazy. Adam talks. Isha / Chava talks. Kayin talks. Bilam Harasha talks. Paro the arrogant talks. Avram talks. Yitzchak talks. The Imaho talk. The donkey talks. The Nachash talks. Who doesn't talk? Noach doesn't talk. It's mamish mind-boggling. It really is. I noticed a few years ago, and it just struck me as so incredible. It tells you about his personality. And that's why the last pasuk of Perek Vav, Vayas Noach, Kechal Asher Tzival, Sorokim Kein Asa, it's not such a toar. It's not such a compliment. We could spend weeks on this. But Lamaisa, Velo Hochiach Es B'nei Doro, he didn't do anything to save the people of his generation. God said, I'm going to destroy the generation and save you. So what did Noach say? Great. What did Avram say when the people of Sodom and Amor are going to be destroyed? Perek Yud Ches. They're bad people. Anshei Sodom ra'im v'chatoim la'ashem ma'od. Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Gimel Bereishis. And both Rashi and Unkel say there that they were ra'im begufam u'bimimonam. They were like the people in Noach's time. They were wicked and sinful with money and body. That's what the people in Noach's time were doing. Body, gili arayos, money, gezel. What does Avram do? Hashofe kol arz lo yasa mishpa. Ha'af tispa tzadikim rasha. Chalila lacha. Avram's davening for Rasha'im. Who cares? Let them be obliterated. Why do you care if the plains of Sodom and Amor overturned? They're Rasha'im. Avram davens. What does Moshe spend his whole life doing when the people are sinning? Davening. What does Noach do when God says, well, hinini mashchisam es ha'aretz, vayas Noach, kuchol asher tziva oso lakim kenasa. V'lo hochiach es b'nei doro. So I know the Rashi in the beginning, aseh lecha tevas gome. And Rashi says, it's perek tes pasuk yodalet. Rashi says, he was building the teva for 120 years, so that the people of his generation would ask him, what are you doing? And he would say, well, in the future, God's going to bring a mabo, or you really can't see. The sun, Baruch Hashem, is very bright today. Okay, what could I do? You could hear, I hope. And you could see the handout, which is more important right now. So it's cool. It looks like we're in like the movies, L'Havdel, Alfei Avdalos. Okay, like nice lighting. So Rashi says, 120 years he built the Teva. So the people of the generation would say, what are you doing? And he would say, oh, Asi, you know, sometime in the future, Hashem's going to bring a Mabel and maybe they'll repent. First of all, it's not in the Peshat at all. So it's only Drash. It's not in the Peshat. In the Peshat, he doesn't talk at all. Not to his wife, not to his children, not to the animals, not to God. Doesn't talk. And second of all, apparently he wasn't very successful as a curative operative, because I don't know if he did tell them or he didn't tell them, but he was not successful in bringing even one person back to Hashem. He did not rebuke the people of his generation. And therefore, Chazal say, he was worthy of destruction himself. Look at footnote 5. V'dar shuchein. So remember I told you, I didn't tell you, so on the Chumash, Perek Vav Pasuches, the last Pasuk of last week's Sedra tells you, V'noach matzachein be'enei Hashem. It sounds very nice, right? Noach found favor in the eyes of God. V'dar shuchein milashon chinam. Free. Manas chinam. Klomar, shelo higia lo lehinatzel. Noach's getting a free pass in being saved. But he was really not deserving of being saved. Oh, let me show you footnote 5. There it is. V'chein be'bereishis rabba, and so too in bereishis rabba, u'minayin shel kosh baruch hu osa chasirim erishonim b'zchus ha'achronim, v'noach matzachein be'enei Hashem. Be'ezo zchus, b'zchus tod asav. So the Medrash Rabba says, how do we know that Hashem does chesed with earlier generations and for the merit of the later generations? You learn it from Noach. The Pasuk says, noach matzachein be'enei Hashem. Noach was saved in what merit? And the schus of his offspring. So we know from Shem, there are 10 generations from Noach to Avram. And from Shem, Avram came. So Noach is saved in the merit of his offspring, not in his own merit. And so if you look in the Sfarno, which I looked up, but it's not on your handout, so I'm just going to tell you what the Sfarno says. Okay, Mikros Gadolos, gracious. So the Sfarno says, see, Sfarno, to Perek Vav Pasuches, listen to this. V'noach matzachein be'enei Hashem, lahatzil gam benav u'benosav. Because he had favor, God saved his sons and his daughters, meaning his daughters-in-law. Lob mipnei shahaya rui lakach. Noach was not saved because he was worthy of being saved. Aval al tzad chanina zachu hakel yisbarach lezeh. It was like a free present. A free pass. You have a free pass. You're not worthy, but I'm giving you a free pass. It's a much lengthier Sfarno. You could look it up if you want. I'm bringing you excerpts that are relevant. Zekilo limdo es doram v'das Hashem. He brings examples from others also who did not teach their generation to know God. Ka'avram, Moshe, v'shmua v'zulasam. The Sfarno says that Noach did not teach anyone in his generation to know Hashem. Compare that, he says, to Avram, Moshe, Shmuel, and those like them. The Kei Noach, Avo Pisho, Chiyach, Alamaisim, Hamikol Kalim, Inyan, Hamidinos, Lo Hora, Osam, Ladas, Hakel, Yisparch, Vilalachas, Bidrachav. He did not help people. He did not teach people Hora. He did not teach them to know God, blessed be his name, and to go in his ways. Avo Pisho, Hayat Tzadik Tamim, even though Noach was a righteous man and pure, Bi'iyun u'b'maisa. So Noach was a good guy. However, ki amnam hatzadik hamashlim atzmo b'vad hu ra'oi sheyimaleit atzmo b'vad. Atzadik, who makes sure he himself is whole, ra'oi sheyimaleit atzmo b'vad. He saved himself, and that was it. Aval hamashlim gam etzulaso hu ra'oi sheyimaleit gam etzulaso. So Noach was only saved in the merit of his children, of the progeny who would come from him, because he did not work to save anybody else. He only saved himself. So that's a whole different pshat into v'noach matzachein be'enei Hashem. Chein from matnas chinam. I'm giving you a free pass, even though you're not deserving, because you did not work to bring anyone else ladas hakel yisparach. Let's go back up to the Mesha Chachma after the end of last word on line 2. V'rak mitbodei la'atzmo haya, and he secluded himself all alone. B'chol zod achar shenikra ish tzadik, yarad mi midrei gasov v'nikra ish hadama. So remember, the Mashal Chochma says you would think by Pashut Seichel that someone who is mitbodeid would go up Maila Maila, and someone who's Osek and Sarchit Sibur would go down Yerida Yerida. But then he says, actually, that's not the case. Noah, who was mitbodeid, who did not bring anyone back, who was saved in the merit of the progeny who would come from him, not by his own merit, begins as an Ish Tzaddik, but he ends as an Ish Ha'adama. Okay. Moshe Nikra Ish Mitri, and Moshe was called an Ish Mitri. Shahu Chachel Galus, he had to go into exile, look at footnote number 6. Vayivrach Moshe Mipnei Par, Vayesha Beretz Midyan. Achrei She'asak B'Sarchei Tzibur La'atzil Yehudi Miyadoshko. He was Osech in Sarchei Tzibur. He went out of his comfort zone. He left the palace. He left the yeshiva. He left the kolah bench to go save a Jew who was being beaten. He was Osech in Sarchei Tzibur. What was the Sarchei Tzibur? La'atzil Yehudi. To save a Jew from the hand of the taskmaster. And then he had to run away. Achein noda hadavar, and he has to run away. Shazeh, mora pichisos benefesh. The term, shazeh mora pichisos benefesh. The term ish mitri teaches you there are deficiencies to a soul. Pichisos is deficiencies. So the fact that he's called Ish Mitzri means that there were deficiencies in his soul. I'm just looking if we need to do footnote 8. Yes, footnote 8 tells you that when a person goes into Galus, when Klal Yisrael goes into Galus, Ein lecha bitul Torah gadol mizah. It causes great bitul Torah. When Klal Yisrael is in Galus, when we're not in our comfort zone, when we're not where we're supposed to be, there's bitul Torah. So Moshe had to go into Galus, so there's going to be great bitul Torah. And he can't, he's not with Beis Levi anymore. Remember, Levi was in the Shibud Mitzrayim. So maybe he could have just gone to the Beis Medrash and stayed all day with Levi. But that's not what he decided to do. What did he decide to do? Vayetze al-achav, vayar v'sivul sam. Vayar ish mitzri make ish ivri me'achav. Vayif en kol v'kol, vayar kein ish. What did he do? Vayachas mitzri, vayit meneo b'chol. Moshe goes out of his comfort zone and then ultimately has to go into Galus, which causes a great yerida in a person's spiritual level because he was Osek in Sarchei Tzibur. Ho il, since Umosar Atzma al Yisrael Barigas Amitri Nikra Ish Alokim. But ultimately, that very first act of being Osek in Sarchei Tzibur, which was really the definition of his whole life, on the second day when he sees two Jews fighting, that's also Sarchei Tzibur. Making peace between two Jews. And when he saves the girls by the well, that's also Tzarchei Tzibur. His whole day, and then his whole career is busy with Tzarchei Tzibur. His whole life is one of being involved in the needs of the community. So you would think such a person doesn't have time to learn. He might not have a minion in Iceland. That's Galus, if I ever heard of it. We're also in Galus, it's the same. And he doesn't have a Beis Yaakov, and he doesn't have a Talmud Torah, and he doesn't have kosher meat. And what kind of life are you going to have over there? Well, Lamaisa, the one who is Osek in Sarchei Tzibur will not have a Yerida Yerida. Lahefach, Moshe reached the place where he was actually called Ish Elokim. Shehigia letachus hashleimus, masha yucha ha'adam lahasig. Whoa. Shehigia letachus hashleimus, masha yucha ha'adam lahasig. Moshe reached the greatest completion, the greatest shleimus that a person is able to reach. Why? Not because he was mitbodeid. Moshe was the opposite of mitbodeid. Moshe was anything but isolated. He reached the highest level of Avodas Hashem. V'ayin medrash rabba bracha. So let's look at footnote 10. It's extremely beautiful. Footnote 10. Oh, let me go for you at home. Footnote 10. Here we go. Madrash Devarim Rabbah. V'zos ha-bracha asher berech Moshe Ish Elokim. We saw that pasuk where he's called the Ish Elokim. Zeh she'amar kasuv. The Madrash quotes from Mishlei, what we call the Eishes Chayil, is Mishlei Lamed Aleph. Rabos banus asu chayil, va'at alis al kulana. Many daughters have been made into women of valor, but you arise over all of them. Ma'u va'at alis al kulanu. Who is it referring to? You arise over all of them. Midaber b'Moshe. This pasuk is talking about Moshe. Al shenit ala yoter min hakol. He rose to higher levels than everyone. Ketzad. How so? Noach amar l'Moshe. There's a conversation that happens between Noach and Moshe. Noach says to Moshe, Ani godol mimcha. I'm greater than you. Shenitzalti midor hamabel. I was the only one saved from the dor hamabel. Amar lo Moshe, Ani nit aleiti yoter mimcha. Moshe said, you're wrong. I rose up to higher milos than you. Ata hitzalta et atzmecha, v'lo haya b'cha koach lahatzil es dorcha. Noach says to Moshe, they meet, maybe it's in Shabbayim, maybe somewhere metaphysically, they're having a conversation. And Noach says, you know, I'm greater than you because I'm the only one who was saved from Dor HaMabel. So Moshe says, no, I rose to a higher level than you. You only saved yourself, but you didn't have the power, you didn't have the strength, I shouldn't say power, you didn't have the strength to save anyone else. Aval ani hitzalti et atzmi, v'hitzalti et dori. I didn't only save myself, I saved my whole generation. By Chet HaEgel, and the people are worthy of destruction. If God wants to destroy them, he's very unhappy with them. And he tells Moshe, I'm going to destroy them. So Moshe davens and Moshe saves them. And here's a very famous pasuk, Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Lamed Beis. Moshe says, in Shemos, sorry. Lamed Beis in Shemos, page 500 if you want to see it for yourself. Va'ata im tisa chatosa, Moshe's davening. Hashem should save the people from Chet HaEgel. And he says, if you carry their sin, meaning if you forgive them, then good. V'im ayin, and if not, mechenina mesifrecha asher chatafta. Erase me from the book that you have written. So if I had my blackboard, if you're looking inside, you'll see it. Mecheni, Moshe says, erase me from your book. Mem ches nun yod spells out me Noach. Mem ches, if you're looking inside, you'll just see it. Page 500, Shemos 32:32. Mecheni na mesifrecha asher katafta. Noach, when God says I'm going to destroy everyone, Noach says, good, destroy everyone. No problem. When Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to destroy everyone, Moshe says, then you're going to destroy me too. And Mecheni na mesifrecha is a reference back to Noach. Mechei is mem ches nun yod. Spells mei Noach. I will not do the same mistake that happened by Noach and the waters of Noach when everyone was washed away. So the Medrash says that they met. And they're having a discussion. Who's greater? And Moshe says, I'm greater. Minayin, because the pasuk says, continuing in the footnote, God reconsidered about the bad he wanted to do for his nation. What is the matter compared to? We'll end with this mashal, even though I wanted to quote the Rav, I wanted to quote Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs. Maybe next week we'll continue, because next week is Avram and his leadership. To what could the matter be compared? There are two ships sailing on the sea. There are two captains. Each ship has a captain. Echad hitzil et atzmo, v'lo hitzil et svinato. You have one captain who managed to save himself, but something happens. The ship is sinking. He doesn't save the ship. V'achad hitzil et atzmo, v'et svinato. But the other captain manages to save himself and his ship. Lemi hayu maklisin, who would you praise? Lo lo'osu shehitzil at atzmo ve'et svinato. Wouldn't you praise the captain who saved himself and his ship? Remember, this is Medrash Dvarim Rabba. Kach Noach, so too Noach. Lo hitzil ela et atzmo. He only saved himself. Aval Moshe hitzil at atzmo ve'et doro. But Moshe saved himself and his generation. Havei ve'at alis al kulano. You, Moshe, ascended above them all. What an incredible Meshach Chachma. Sometimes a person thinks, if I give so much to the call, if I give for chesed, if I give for this need, if I give for that cause, what will happen to me? Am I Avodas Hashem? So that's what Noach thought. I'm going to include myself and only myself. I will exclude from everybody else. I will live a life of bidud. He began as an Ish Tzadik with the potential to be an Isha Elohim, but he ended as Vayachal Noach Ish Ha'adamah. And Moshe, who from the very first moment of his life is Osek in Tzarchitzi, where it has to go into Galus, which causes a Yerida in Torah learning, begins as an Ish Mitzri and ends as an Ish Elokim. I'll end with one very short vignette from Rav Chaim Brisker. And I think next week, total Bli Neder, we will continue. Okay. Yes, Moshe is a Gilgal of Noach. I gave a whole shiur on that yesterday. That's a whole other shiur. I said we could spend weeks on this. Mamish weeks. It's mind-blowing, but I definitely don't have time for that now. At all. Even an error wouldn't be enough. When the Gaon Olam and Gadol Rav Chaim Brisker, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was 5 years old, son of the Beis Halevi, the grandfather of the Rav. When Rav Chaim Brisker was 5 years old, he was deathly ill, but he experienced a miraculous recovery. He told his family he knew in which merit, in which schus, his life was saved. In class at Cheder, there had been a boy who was an orphan. His father had passed away. One day, a boy whose father was wealthy did something wrong. But rather than blame the rich man's son, the Rebbe, who knew who the real culprit was, placed the blame on the orphan. Young Chaim stood up and left the class. He told his father, the Beis Halevi, what had happened, and he declared he would never return to learn with a Rebbe who could mistreat an orphan. From that day on, the Beis Halevi learned privately with his son. So here, what did the little Chaim do? Who became a leader, tzaddikim af b'misasim nekraim chayim, maseches Rosh Hashanah Yerches. So he became a leader who lives till today, through his teachings, through the Brisker method, through his students, through our Rabbanim. Because he didn't want to stay in the classroom. He left the class. What would happen to him? I know you're going to miss Gemara now. You're going to miss Chumash now. You're going to miss Parsha now. But I'm leaving the class on behalf of Tzar Chitzir, but I'm going to defend somebody else. Moshe's whole life was defending somebody else, and he began as an Ish Mitzri, but ended as an Ish Elokim. He told his father, or the Beis Halevi, what happened. He said he would never sit in a class and would never learn from a Rebbe who could mistreat an orphan. From that day on, the Beis Halevi learned privately with his son. And Chaim told his father when he was a sick child, he had seen the orphan's father plead for mercy on his behalf before the heavenly tribunal. It's a big mussar. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece by the Mashal Chachma. It's extremely powerful. It reminds us how medactic the Lashon of the Torah is. It's combining many narratives in the Chumash from different places together. But ultimately, every person has to ask themselves, what can I do more to help the Tzibur? How can I be more of a leader? What can I do to give up from my time to do something for somebody else? And if you think it will reduce your level in Avodas Hashem and you reduce your Madrega, Adarabah, he who is Osik B'tzarchei Tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshalem, Shcharam. So I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you so much. Kol Tov, thank you all.